Coming up in a few minutes will be the news with Stefan Ellis, the CITR news, that is, and Dave Gregg, Matt Miles, will do the sports for you.
Sports?
Sports, yeah.
Somebody say sports?
Sports.
All
so,
right.
So, Dave, if you'll just stick around for a while.
I'll lay it on you right now.
Well, we have to have the news. It has to go first, I think.
What kind of priorities have you guys got out here?
I'm not sure. You can direct all your complaints to Kevin Smith, Program Director, CITR, 6138 Sub-Volobard, UBC.
I couldn't help but noticing on this sports sheet that I've been handed here that it goes baseball, football, then hockey.
Well,
and not only that, it has to follow the news, like what's going on around here.
Well, I don't know. I think this is life. This is life, but I'll tell you what.
All right, listen, before we go here, I got to plug this gig one more time.
There'll be more time after the news, I think. There'll be a minute to plug it. This leaves people in suspense out there about the intensity on gigs. So I think Stefan is a bit agitated. Stefan is a great guy. Everybody out there, I'm not running him down. I think he really does good news. And so all you people out there, sit back and enjoy. Stefan Ellis with the news. Stefan, you want to just...
If I can get in here, right?
Oh, yeah,
get
yeah.
Here.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize I was sitting in your chair.
Well, John, it's quite an honor to have DOA here do the sports right after I do the news. But first, we'll get to the news. Good afternoon. It is 3 o'clock. I'm Stefan Ellis. The Queen has left Vancouver after a week-long visit to areas of British Columbia. She is on her way to Regina. During a speech, the Queen asked people to give prayer with her for peace in Fiji. The Southern Pacific Island country has been torn by a coup linked to racial intolerance. The Queen told 300 dignitaries at a dinner...
We won't drink this piss. You can't call this beer. victim. I don't wanna be the lion. This isn't my kingdom. Oh, I just wanna trust. I don't wanna fear. I'm standing in the sun now. You have no place here. Too much about what you say. Get out my head. Just get out my head. I've been thinking way too much about what you say. Get out my head. Just get out my head. I've been thinking way too much about what you say. Get out my head. Just get out my head. I've been thinking way too much about what you say. I just wanna trust. No, I don't wanna fear. I'm standing in the sun now. You have no place here. I don't wanna be the prey. I don't wanna be the victim. But I don't wanna be the lion. Is in my kingdom. I've been thinking way too much about what you say.
Probably think it's psychosis. Headache in my head got me feeling emotion. Overdose emotion. You can't slow this sonic flow. My O's are still going up. Ozone is the gold and we blowing up. Can't hold us, no, you can't stop me. Cause I'm held down even though the road rocky. My God got me on the phone, so no talking. I don't wanna hear a word from your mouth. You will fly on the wall like a bird in the house. Bird in the library, what you chirping about? Trying to work, my messing with self-worth. This the route you want. Peace out, my mind is occupied. God, art, love, and my time has already died. I feel like I've been thinking way too much about the negatives. It took a little while, but I'm ahead of it.
I've been thinking way too much about what you said. Get out my head. Just get out my head. I've been thinking way too much about what you said. Get out my head. Just get out my head. I've been thinking way too much about what you said. Get out my head. Just get out my head. I've been thinking way too much about what you said. Get out my head. Just get out my head.
Do me up, do me up, but I'm tripping off a bro. Do me right, don't do me wrong, please. Don't make me switch songs, please. Push me off the asphalt, shove me off the blacktop. You is now an idol. You is now an idol. You is now. You is now.
niggas saw me fucking claiming that it's bullshit. Calling out you niggas and I'm about to go in. I didn't do this shit, no shit.
Hello, hello. You're listening to Word on the Street right now. This is from CITR 101.9 FM on the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. I'm your host, Isaac, and today I've got another guest, got another little interview to do. Didn't have someone to interview last week, so we just had a little chit-chat. But what's up? What's your name?
Yo, hello. My stage name is Masank, M-A, $2 signs A-N-K. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
We also got Zubin here.
Hey, what's up?
Another return from the longtime member. So, your real name is Michelle.
Yes.
Would you prefer Masank or Michelle while you're in here?
You can just call me Michelle.
Okay, and Masank is how you say it?
Yeah, Masank.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, speaking of that name, how'd you get it?
All right, so basically, my last name, it's like the spelling is pretty like complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So then people would like, it's spelled like M-A-S-A-N-Q-U-E, and people would say it as like, Masank? Michelle Masank? I'm like, that's not.
That sounds sick, though.
Does
it's like
it?
M-M.
Yo, some people even say Masanique, and I'm like, how did you, so creative, okay. You know, everyone's so creative.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's pronounced Masanke.
Masanke.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your background, where is that name from?
I'm from the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
I was like born there, so, yeah, it's a Filipino name, but okay. I grew up in Brunei. It's like near Malaysia, and basically, like I grew up there like my whole life. So I'm not really good at like Tagalog, but I wish I was. You know? I know the slangs.
Yeah, word. So your rapper name, is that just playing homage to your family name, or is there any other meaning behind it? I mean, you got the dollar signs in there.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like it's for fun, like. Because people make fun of my last name. I just feel like it's, like, really catchy, you know? Just, there's no, like, real meaning to it. It's just more like I'm mocking my own, like, last name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good name. It's catchy.
Yo,
it's
thanks,
important to be catchy, you know? You could rhyme it with something for sure.
Sorry?
You could rhyme it with something for
yo,
sure,
exactly.
You know? Yeah,
I have
important.
Yet to do that in
very,
songs.
Better get on it. So speaking of your music, when did you originally start making music?
So that was like when I was back in grade 12. No, actually, like years ago, like maybe like 6 years ago or something like that. I just started like listening to a lot of like bedroom DIY music, you know, like that whole Bandcamp thing.
Of course.
Yeah. And then I heard like stuff like Elvis Depressedly and everything like that. And then I would like try to get, okay, do you know like when iPads back then, when they were like just starting out?
Sure.
Right. And then like, you figured that you could actually play instruments on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, yeah, so that's what I did. Like, I would use that and then, like, my Android phone and, like, put in this multi-track where you could, like, you know, make your own music, like, recording for each track. And I would just do that with the different instruments in the iPad. And I was like, yo, this is so lit. And then, like, so I started making, like, weird, like, experimental demos.
Right, so you just use the iPad instrumentals, and you play on there, and you record it through your phone.
Yeah, yeah,
and you put it together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, like, some really sad
stuff. Do you have any background with instruments, or was that kind of your instrument?
With music, I kind of, like, taught myself how to play certain instruments, like the drums. Like the percussion, I could like do that, you know, play for fun, like do some like drum covers and stuff. And then I did some like, you know, have you heard, you know, those Chinese drums they use for like lion dances?
I have an idea in my head, but I'm not familiar.
Oh, it's like those big round drums, and then you just like play it when the lions are, you know. I used to play that too, and I was like, yo, this is so fun. So then like, and then I also taught myself how to play like the guitar, but it was only to play like a Cat Power song.
Do you play any of these instruments when you make music now, or are you still sampling from the iPad, or what do you do? Are you producing your own beats?
I tried producing my own beats like before, like maybe like 3 years ago, but my computer got smashed, you know. It was broken, so I was like, no. So now I have a MacBook, and then like I just search up like, or find people who would want to have me use their instrumentals, and then if it vibes, then it vibes. And then
for sure.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the Philippines, and that's where you're from.
Yeah.
With your music background, would you want to say that you grew up in Richmond? Is that where you're from? Are you from Vancouver? Are you from around here? Or where did like your music inspiration begin, I guess?
My music inspiration? Well, I've only been in Vancouver for like four... I've been here for like 4 years, like as an international student. But I would say like right now, a lot of the ones, like the songs I'm releasing right now is like a lot of trap.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only started listening to that like at that like grade 12 high school. So then, and then last year, my friend started showing me like all this like, you know, what is that? Like Suicide Boys and like listening to more like Travis Scott. I remember his song, first song, Drugs You Should Drugs You Should Try.
Song.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's my favorite Travis song.
Yeah, that was like, that, I feel like that was one of the first inspirations because I was like, yo, he sounds so different, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know, the instrumental is just...
It's crazy.
It's different from what he
very
does
different.
Now.
Yeah, so I guess you could say you're a big fan, for lack of a better term, like the SoundCloud rap. Like, not all of it, but some of that older stuff from a few years back and that sort of like trashy sound. That's
definitely.
Very loose,
definitely.
And it's just like getting your feet into the game.
Yeah, it's just like some raw, like, I'm just gonna do this. There's no like, I'm not really a perfectionist, so I don't try to make everything sound so perfect. Like if it's good, then it's like, oh yeah, this is kind of cool, you know, happy mistakes.
Do you think when you're making your music, you want it to sound similar to that vibe, or are you trying to have your own sound?
I think before I would want to start having like the same, not really having the same, but like try out like this like a certain genre just so I could see how do I sound like with it, because I thought it was like fun. And then after that, I just kind of like, you know, when you take something and then you just like combine it all together and you're like, oh, I guess this could be like a new sound kind of. But even though I know some people would be like, oh, this sounds like a certain rapper, but I don't know. I would say it's more of like an inspiration than trying to copy.
And you're inspired by these artists. Is there anyone outside of the music industry that inspires you? Anyone that helped influence you to how you make your music now?
So like not someone who doesn't make music, you mean?
Yeah, it could be anyone. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, Suicide Boys. It could be like, your parents. It could be a teacher. Anyone around you.
Anyone? All right. Yeah. So it's going to be corny, but it's my friends, honestly. My whole, like, my crew. I feel like from the adventures that we have, that's kind of like how I want to portray, like, that's this kind of stories that I want to tell throughout the songs. It's like, wow, like, we actually did this. And it's like, wow, I want to sing about it. Like, it's kind of cool. So, yeah, basically that. Just, like, the people I surround myself with.
Right.
But, yeah.
Definitely. Super important. And is there anyone else within the industry you wanted to mention? You only mentioned a couple there. Feel free to run off.
Yeah.
Anyone who's inspired you.
So for my sound right now, I feel like XXX, Tentacion, that kind of vibe, 6ix9ine, who else? Yeah, just a bunch of like I said, Elvis Depressedly as well. I feel like, oh, there's this girl called, I mean, her band is called Girl in Red, and she's she does a little bit of like lo-fi stuff as well, kind of almost like Clairo, but I don't know, it's really interesting.
Of her, she's
exactly, she's playing in the background. Yeah, I like that. It's like really, it's kind of like simple, and you don't have to put your, I don't know, mind so much into.
Yeah, easy listening.
Yeah, yeah.
Background type beat.
Yeah, for sure.
So speaking of your music, do you wanna play a couple tracks?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, okay, so we were thinking we're gonna play I Hate Romance first.
Oh, yeah.
Get started, and then we'll choose a couple other ones.
Yeah, for sure. I'll talk about the song after.
Yeah, definitely.
A little bit.
Okay, so we're just gonna take a little break from talking here. We're gonna listen to one of Masonk's songs, aka Michelle. So this is gonna be I Hate Romance, and there's some swears in this.
Actually, no.
Okay, I just needed to check.
All right, these are for all the hopeless romantics. You know, if you get your heart broken, this is it.
Okay. Okay, so this is I Hate Romance by Masonk. You're listening to Word on the Street. I'm your host, Isaac. just having a couple of technical difficulties here. I'm just going to work out this for a second. I'm going to refresh this playlist. Sorry about that. Again, let's try this one more time. This is I Hate Romance by Masong. What's up?
That's
good.
Again.
We're back. We just played one of Masong's tracks. That was I Hate Romance.
Oh, yeah. So,
do you want to actually go into a bit why I made that song?
Yeah, for sure. All right, so basically, the lyrics kind of say it all. It's kind of just like when there's someone there that's just like, you know, acting all like romantic and stuff, but then in the end, like, to you, it like, meant something, but to the other person, it's just, like, probably, like, a game, you know? And then right. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna, like, attack with this song right now. Like, this is what I feel.
Right,
you know?
Right. Did that come from a particular person? Or do you want to go into that, or you just want to say,
well,
you know who you are?
Well, yeah, you know who you are. Actually, they might not remember. but I hope they do. I never told them about this, I think.
Fair.
So it's kind of like a secret that I'm keeping, you know.
Okay. So we're going to go into a topic now that is controversial, and we talked about this before. So I'm just going to sort of give my piece on this. We talked about separating the art and the artist, or not separating the art and the artist before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody's entitled to their own opinion about this. And, you know, since you mentioned X, and X has passed away in the past couple of weeks, right?
R.I.P.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing, but it's been very polarized. There's been a lot of people saying, oh, it doesn't matter because of his actions, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of hardcore fans, because he has a very loyal fan base, who are very upset about this.
Yeah.
Not just to focus on him, but for a second, you know, you can listen to music, and you can listen to that artist and say, I'm just going to listen to the music, I'm not going to focus on what they do or who they are. Or you can choose not to listen to the music because of who they are. So before we talk about X, just because it's extremely sensitive, we just want to say we don't support any of his wrongdoings or mm-hmm. any of his accusations. We're not about those things. And this goes for not just X, but really any artist. Just because you listen to them, it doesn't mean you support those things that are not morally right.
Yeah.
And we recognize that it's important that the victims of his actions and anyone around that who is hurt by that deserves empathy, and we have sympathy for them, and we hope that they're all good.
God bless.
So just all love. We don't want anyone being upset. We're just going to focus on his music and how his music influenced my song here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's try it. Separate for that a bit if we can. If you can't, that's understandable. But let's just get into it.
All right.
So, yeah, all bless. We're all good. So, I guess first, you said he's a big influence for you.
Yeah.
Do you want to just talk about why that is and what his music meant to you?
All right. So, basically, I had a phase before where it was like, I was just, like, in a really dark place, you know? I mean, it was just really hard because I was, like, doing a lot of, like, crazy stuff
mm-hmm.
that, you know, after, like, okay, I was in a dark place, and then there was a time where I was introduced to, like, to his music, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was like, wow, this sounds really lit, you know? Like, the first song I heard was Look At Me.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking, like, aside from, you know, whatever he's done or what is in the lyrics, mm-hmm. I was just like, wow, this is a bop. I feel it was a banger.
Yeah, then, I think that was definitely the song that he caught everybody's attention with that.
Yeah,
if you didn't know him,
yeah.
That was when I heard about him when that came out. I mean, there's a lot of loyal fans from before that because he was huge on SoundCloud.
Yeah, right.
Even before that. But that was, like, the big one.
Exactly. It was like basically the first song like I think most people would hear because
mm-hmm.
like it played at like clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was like talking about it. And then yeah. But then, you know, from that dark place, he started releasing more songs, and he released his album 17. And then ever since then, like apart from his bangers, I was like, wow, this guy, he says certain things about, like, certain feelings where you can actually, like, relate.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you know, when you're going through a tough time. And, like, I actually, it's, like, I was kind of shook.
Yeah. You mean about when he passed away?
Yeah.
Or you mean the feelings?
No, I mean the feelings.
The feelings.
Yeah, because, like, you know, you've
mm-hmm.
heard, like, his crazy stuff, and then all
right.
of a sudden he's, like,
very emotional.
Yeah, very emotional.
And relatable
yeah,
to you.
Yeah.
Right.
And it really, listening to the lyrics, kind of, like, really gave me hope because he's also been through a lot of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, basically, just listening to his lyrics, I was just like, wow, I can come through this. Like, we're suffering at the same time, and, like, he's trying to figure things out, and I think I could do that, too. And then not only that, but, like, I remember on his Instagram, he would, like, post a lot of, like, stories and, like, give a lot of positive messages for, like, everyone
mm-hmm.
out there. And I remember, like, reading them, and I was like, wow, okay, like, this guy, like, he cares about his fans, you know? Like, this is something that everyone should read because, like, he basically made people, or me at least, like, feel better about myself. And, like, he made me feel accepted.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, okay, like, the fact that he did this and the fact that his stuff is, like, it's just so fun to kind of, like, go into this genre. Like, does that make any
sense? No, I understand. Yeah, I understand. He provided something to you, some sort of escapism or something that, this feeling that you couldn't get from other artists.
Exactly.
And he gave you that through his music.
Yeah, and basically, like, emotional support, you know? Like,
yeah.
Not a lot of people can give you that sometimes, or mm-hmm. not. Maybe some people don't have that from anyone, and I feel like that's what his songs were.
Yeah, no, I understand, I comprehend that emotion. I mean, for me, it was kind of the same thing. It wasn't, for me, that I wasn't into his super screamo stuff.
Yeah.
It was more, like you said, 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he addressed mental health in very different way than from what I've heard before. And mm-hmm. that gave me a lot of comfort when, you know, you go through stuff when times are tough.
Yeah.
Even though some people, I think, don't quite get that. I think, yeah, a lot of his music on that album, he understands this negative emotion that I've felt before,
yeah.
or this kind of sadness.
Yeah.
So that's why I listen to it a lot. And I've talked to other people. I know that that's how they felt, too. And that's why a lot of people are very disheartened when he died the way that he did.
Exactly.
Because I think whatever he did, you got to consider that he was killed, and that's not a fair way to go.
Exactly. Like, and there's no win-win for anyone, basically. Like,
yeah. I think it's important, especially in these kinds of situations, with somebody who's so young. Like, mm-hmm. I'm born in 99. He was born in 98. He's only a year older than me. He's only 20 years old, and he got killed. And people are speaking illy of him. I think, despite his troubles, mm-hmm. he was a kid still. He had a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to give him credit for being so proactive and trying to change
mm-hmm.
and trying to be positive with his music and trying to make sure that his music was doing good. And even though as a person he made a lot of mistakes, his intention with his music for the past while has been optimistic. It's not been something that's trying to make people feel worse,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I don't think we should speak ill of the dead. Especially somebody so young, somebody who's our age.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine, you know, just imagine one of us in this room.
If we were doing something that is not acceptable, and then
everybody makes mistakes, and then when we hear next week, oh yeah, that person got killed, I can't even comprehend that.
Yeah, like they didn't have enough time to, like, show people that they are going to change, or, like, that is what their intentions are.
Yeah.
Like you said, like, he's still young, you know, you're 20, like, there's so much life ahead of you, but it's really sad that he didn't get a chance to do that
mm-hmm.
and to show, or, like, to speak for himself, or, like, maybe even defend himself from whatever the negative mm-hmm. things or people are saying, and, like, that's really unfair.
Yeah, for sure. When you heard about what happened to him, what was going through your mind? If you're prepared to talk about that, I know, a lot of my friends who are fans of him, this is difficult to talk about. I mean, it's sad.
Yeah.
Right? It's not the way to go. But mm-hmm. what was going through your mind when you heard about that?
At first I was like, wow, like, okay, this guy that basically, like, his sound, he was one of the main people that inspired my music, or, you know, and I'm just like, wow, okay, he's never gonna make anything ever again. And, like, mm-hmm. I felt like, wow, okay, I know there's so many more people to look up to, but the fact mm-hmm. that he was one of the icons, you know, he was, like, one of like those people who were like you were focusing on. You know how there's just, like a certain artist and you're like, wow, I want to see what
more, they're gonna do.
Yeah, what they're gonna do in the future, or like what's coming more of them. And like he definitely has. I feel like he was about to like collab with so many people too, mm-hmm. and like you know set up more fundraisers and like. But yeah, I was really sad actually. I like low key bawled my eyes out.
Yeah, all good. No shame in crying
and,
here.
Yeah, and like the memories too that, you know, like listening to him and like bringing me and like my friends together, like they're memories. Music, like no matter what kind of music you listen to, like they bring memories. They hold that. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, it's just tragic. And then how, you know, I know a lot of people are also against it. And if you bring this topic up with other people, it's like very hard because they're... Sometimes there are people who are not gonna, you know, they're not gonna listen to you. Like, whatever comes, whatever you say to them, or like, you know, try to make everything all fair.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's really tough because it's a big, like, there's just so many things to say about it.
Yeah. I think it's also important to say there are a lot of artists that have done horrible things.
Yeah.
Or done. You know, made these mistakes that the public knows about, that the media knows about, and we haven't boycotted, we haven't excluded a lot of them. I know his team addressed this because his music at one point was no longer going to be played on the Spotify sponsored playlist.
They took
off his stuff and R. Kelly's stuff for other reasons with R. Kelly. We won't get into that, but anyway, I know his team said, okay, why are you boycotting us, but you're not boycotting this artist, this artist, right?
Definitely.
So there's that conversation with, where's the line? Is there a line? Should we boycott all of them? Mm-hmm. Only some of them? And most of the time it seems like people are selective in who they decide that they should not listen to or not support.
Yeah.
I mean, that being said, there are a lot of the biggest artists who done really bad things, like just a few examples, not going to explain, you can look it up for yourself, but John Lennon, Roger Waters from Pink Floyd, Red Hot Chili Peppers,
David Bowie, Michael Jackson,
yeah, big one. You know, these are some of the biggest artists of all time.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people in rap too, a lot of the older rappers like Eminem, Tupac, you know.
Oh yeah, very, yeah, Dr. there's a lot of problematic.
Yeah,
I think people are generally, though, just kind of ignorant about a lot of things. So, like, regardless of how you feel about any personal artist, I think, especially for a lot of, like, very established, like, artists such as David Bowie or whoever from, like, decades ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, people our age wouldn't be around then to know about those controversies necessarily. Or like, John Lennon, for example, because, like, he started off one way and he definitely, like, the narrative about him is that he did change over his lifetime, right? So, like, we wouldn't have heard about the times when he was, like, an abusive husband. Or
That's true.
I'm curious why more recent artists, not 2010s, but say someone like Eminem, he was very vocal about, you know, things he may have done or that he was going to do. I mean, lots of times when rappers rap about things, they aren't true.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be clear about that.
Yeah.
But he was accused of some things, and he wasn't cut out of the picture. I mean, he was insanely popular when he started off, but X is very popular, too. I think a lot of people don't realize, even before his passing, he was very popular, and he was still up and coming. He has just really broken into super mainstream and, like, filing away from SoundCloud and really gotten this power with his music, where he could potentially, you know, do like a big tour. He could go around and he could show off what he wants to, you know, rap about. So it's interesting how popularity, I guess, sometimes because of how big the fan base is, can override those critics and those people who are naysayers and they're saying, oh yeah, I'm not supporting him. Sometimes the passion from the fans and what they get out of the music is just too strong for that.
That's true.
I think that's really interesting.
Well, I think the other point is, like fame, too. Like, X, like, he became really big, like, so quickly mm-hmm. that it's, like, obviously, like, if you don't know him as a person, like, how he, I wouldn't think he would know how to act, maybe, with, you know, with that power, because mm-hmm. it was, like, so sudden.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing, like, you know, just change.
Yeah. I mean, another thing about comparing somebody, say, David Bowie, even Eminem, to today, the internet is so powerful.
Exactly.
And there's no privacy anymore, you know.
People are doing their research.
Yeah, I mean, like Mark Zuckerberg said, the age of privacy is over. I'm taking away your privacy, all that. Ooh. That's not verbatim, but you know what I mean. You got the picture.
Yeah, people can be informed a lot easier.
Yeah, I mean, even with when X passed away,
yeah,
it was 15 minutes after he got shot, an article came up
mm-hmm.
On Instagram.
Well, and I then, mean, they had, like, videos of him
yeah.
being shot.
Yeah,
right? Like, that's,
yeah.
That's the thing
that's
you wouldn't
really
have in a different age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just so instant. And then half an hour later, I saw, yeah, XXXTentacion has passed away. And I was like, this is crazy. I already know this. It's only been less than an hour.
That's true.
You know, even 15 years ago, Eminem makes a record. You know, he says something that people don't agree with.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to go on Genius and read it all up or look up on the internet super quick. Oh, mm-hmm. what did he say?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just a click away. It takes a second for that to load.
That's true. Well, I mean, you know, the media is always bringing stuff up
mm-hmm.
really fast. You know, mm-hmm. like they obviously there are ways where they can like manipulate their words kind of into making you think a certain way about an artist or any person that it's like that it's just so easy to influence like people, you know, like if you haven't like done your research and everything like that. So,
yeah,
you know, just always have your points.
Definitely.
Just saying, like.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you think, sorry.
Go ahead, Zuma.
Like, what do you think X's legacy will be? Or, like, will he still be remembered in 5 to 10 years?
Oh, speaking of that. Okay, so his girlfriend. Yo, she's pregnant.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
She's pregnant. So, you know, I feel like maybe his soul is going to be a part of the
mm-hmm.
baby.
Yeah, I saw that tweet. It was on his Twitter.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, he gave us one last gift. We got someone else in the studio now. Aiden's coming back in here, just going to creep in. Anything else you want to say about your feelings about when that happened and when you found out who you talked to? I know I was with Anthony the other night, and like, he's upset about this. Shout out to Anthony.
Yeah,
without Anthony, you probably wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be interviewing you.
That's
shout
true.
Out to Anthony and Timmy and Lewis too, for getting you here today. You know, so that we could link up.
Love you guys, gang, gang,
gangland. anything else you want to say?
Okay, another thing that about that, I'm just gonna say what I'm kind of like chapped about.
Sure.
Because I know there was a certain someone. You know how people like start posting like their opinions on it, and like there was a certain someone who started talking about it, and like she was obviously against the whole thing, but at the same time I remember she told me she does not listen to music, and then so I was like I was really shook, because first of all if you don't listen to like rap or trap or anything, like how did you understand like the whole culture?
Mm-hmm.
Or what people have been through,
mm-hmm.
you know, like it's like, okay, I know you're entitled to your own opinion, but like I'm just saying, like, you know, give a little listen, you know, use your time, don't just like say all of this and then I don't know, like I remember sending her like this person messages about it, and like she didn't have anything to like defend herself, like to like maybe have a normal conversation with me about this. It's not about like attacking and defending. I just mean like
She couldn't back it up with her reasoning.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Which is like,
Zubin.
like you said, like people can't be, like they can be like really ignorant. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, open your mind, have some empathy and sympathy
mm-hmm.
for like both sides, because obviously someone still lost their life. So.
Yeah. Definitely. Don't talk the talk if you can't walk the walk, right?
Yeah, don't just bark, you know? You gotta, bite.
I think generally that's another problem with the internet. Like, not even the specific issue. Like, I don't know the specific issue well enough, but Yeah, I think that anybody, like, from your 12-year-old little cousin to, like, your 50-year-old aunt can, like, voice their opinions on mm-hmm. whatever matter, mm-hmm. and it gets broadcasted so easily, like, you know, like, before that would just be something stupid your crazy uncle said at a dinner table. Like, now it's, you can read and see how, like, all those people you used to know from, like, high school, whatever, like, actually think. Like,
yeah, I know, right. It's so easy to look it up.
We got about 12 minutes left. Let's play another track.
Yeah,
you want to play Sugar Mama?
Sugar right? Mama, yeah, okay. Yeah, Sugar Mama.
All right. After this track, we'll play a couple quick promos, and then we'll talk for about 10 more minutes.
All right, for sure.
And then that's a wrap on the hour.
All
right. You're listening to Word on the Street on CITR. This is 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Isaac. And this next song is by Masonk, who is in the studio with us today.
Hey.
This is Sugar Mama. Any swears in this one?
Yes.
Okay, hide your kids. This is swears.
This is for anyone looking for a sugar mama, so use this as your anthem.
All right, here it is.
Sugar fucking mama. Please DM me. Serious inquiries only. I'm not fucking kidding. I'm not fucking kidding.
Why you looking like a dumbass basic bitch? Head up for a fuckboy. He gon' fuck you like a side bitch. I don't want no drama. I just want a sugar mama. That'll treat me right and take me out for dinner, bitch.
Psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, break beat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, anytime I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job, but I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Colombian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
Yeah. This is another story about dogs. Well, a dog that don't pee on trees is a bitch. So says Snoop Dogg. So get your pooper scooper, cause the nigga's talking shit.
I'm sipping on Tanqueray with my mind on my money and my mouth full of ganja. All A-G to the motherfucking E. Back with my nigga S&W.
Yo, what's good? Hello, hello. This is Word on the Street. I'm your host, Isaac. And we're back with Masonk.
Ayo, again.
Just, yeah, again. we just played another track for you. Which track was that?
Sugar Mama, you know. For all the Sugar Mamas listening, hello. My Instagram is Michelle What. DM me. I'm serious. Wait. Thank you for your time.
Support your local women.
Exactly.
We need
exactly.
more Sugar Mamas.
You know, but donate, you know, GoFundMe.
Definitely. Anyone you want to give a shout out to now?
Yes. All right. First of all, shout out to my BFF Deborah, GGG, Good Girl Gang, yo Lewis, Anthony, Timmy, yo all your boys. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Isaac's part of the gang, so shout out Subi Gang, and then also Sachi, my emotional support. You know, thanks for being here. Love you.
Cool, for sure. Now, last couple of questions for today.
Yeah.
What you got coming up in the future with your music? You got mixtape maybe? Do you have a plan to perform? Or are you just going to keep doing your thing?
Since this is, I basically just do this like for fun. So I've actually done some demos. So maybe expect a mixtape by like next month. But I do want to try like a different genre. So I don't know. You might see maybe less of rap in the meantime, because it's nice to, you know, just keep switching it up.
Yeah, mix
don't
it
get
up.
Bored,
mix
you know.
It up. For
so,
sure.
Yeah, and then there's like I think there's a show coming up. I think around August 6th.
Are you gonna be confirmed. Performing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
I'll
cool.
I'll let y'all know.
Any details about that? Possible venues? Is it gonna be free?
I think I'm not really sure actually, but I know it's gonna be at like Princeton Pub.
Okay.
And then there's, you know, I'm gonna be opening for like two bands, so it's gonna be different, opening for bands instead of like other hip hop.
So it's gonna be very versatile music there. It's not just gonna be rap. It's gonna be some indie, maybe some other genres.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. Probably just start the mosh pit first, and then after that, everyone can calm down.
Definitely, definitely. any last words before we sign off?
All right. Guys, just, you know, keep spreading the positivity. You know, love everyone. Tell everyone you love them, because you never know. You never know. Just saying. And
for sure.
Always have fun. We're here for a good time, not a long time.
That's true.
That's all.
That's true.
God bless.
All right. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me,
yeah,
y'all.
Of course,
this is
of
so
course.
Sick. Like,
yeah.
Check it out, y'all. All
right. This has been Word on the Street. Again, I think I'll be back next Friday. If not, I'll be back the following Friday for sure.
You think you'll be back?
I'll see. I'll see what happens. Maybe might have plans. We'll see. Anyway, thanks for listening. This has been your host, Isaac. And to close off the show today, I'm going to play a track from the new Teyana Taylor album, all produced by Ye himself. This track is called Gonna Love Me.
Yes.
Aiden's a fan.
Love it.
Very sensual album.
It is a very sexual album. But
oh my God.
Great album.
I don't know about it, but I'm excited to hear the sexiness.
We'll turn up the monitors for this one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Blast off.
right before I leave, I just wanted to give a shout out to the show that's next. It's called Radio Pizza Party. It's Jack and Tristan. It's from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Two funny, very nice guys. I just saw one of them pass by, so they're here. So definitely check that show out. And I'll see you next week. This is Isaac for Word on the Street. Peace out.
My life with you. Oh, baby, babe. Please wait up for me till whenever I get home. I know that you're all alone. Thinking about what you're gonna do. I hope that you see it through. Overthinking, understanding. Don't let a feeling change it up. I wanna spend my nights with you, my life with you. Oh, baby, babe. Please wait up for me till whenever.
and squeeze me.
BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PrEP measures. CATR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.